Welcome to the Robert Grove Experience, a new podcast about all things prison.
Hello, this is a free call from
Rob,
an incarcerated individual at SCI Phoenix State Correctional Institution. This call is not private. It will be recorded and may be monitored. If you believe this should be a private call, please hang up and follow facility instructions to register this number as a private number.
To accept this free call, press 1. To refuse this free call, press 2.
If you would like to permanently block your number,
thank you for using Securus. You may start the conversation now.
What's going on, Rob? What's the word of the day?
Oh, man, I got a lot to say today, man. Complacency, man. That's why the word of the day is complacency, man.
Tell us about it.
Well, listen, man, before I get into that, man, I just want to say in no way, shape, or form, bro, am I casting any judgment. God knows, you know, I have things that, you know, I'm asking forgiveness for, and I understand everyone's story is different, from legal aspects, family resources, you know, all the way down to health, man. But, you know, with all that said, man, if God had this plan for you to write, like, this influential book, right, that would touch millions and sell millions of copies, right, you still have to learn how to read or write. Due diligence isn't a term, man, referenced in our, it's not just used in, you know, like our judicial process, man. I think that trickles into, like, our everyday aspect of life. Now, with that said, man, there are many ways to deliver a message, right? And you know that, you know what I'm saying? You this is what you do. But you have motivational speakers, you got storytellers, man, and you got those who simply tell it like it is. So I'm not a Flintstone chewable type of guy, bro. I feel as though medicine is supposed to, you know, taste nasty. So God uses our pain sometimes, bro, like behind these walls to position us, you know, for our purpose. You know, like God's assessment of us, man, isn't limited by where we've been, what we've done, or even where we're now, you know, in our lives. His words and teachings reflect the places he plans to take us and the purposes he intends to fulfill through us. So God speaks most times, man, in like in past tense, like about prior battles like we're currently experiencing. So adversity should never stunt our growth but create new ways to experience it. So I can't speak to what's going on in other state institutions, bro. All I can do is currently talk about what's going on at SCI Phoenix. And what's going on here is startling, bro. What I struggle with the most is speaking to this issue right now without sounding like I'm coming from a judgmental position. And I do it as well, like, here when I see people, like, slacking in certain areas, right? So as a voice from behind these walls, it's like, how do I restore hope where, like, hope has been lost, right? Many serving death by incarceration sentences, man, have haven't noticed that this complacency cloud, man, has parked itself, you know, over the institution. And, like, over time, man, this cloak of darkness, man, inconspicuously supplanted itself with light once searched for. Well, we once searched for light, you know what I'm saying? So it manifested, like, into this quiet pleasure of satisfaction, like, with our existing situation and condition. I can't seem to put my finger on it, bro. I don't know if it's in the water. I don't know if it's in a food. But one thing, man, I think it might be the bird flu. Now, what exactly is the bird flu? Before you even ask me, bro, I'm gonna answer it. It's a state of being where one is convinced that flight or freedom no longer is an option for them, bro. Many walk past the bulletin board every single day that displays the most recent deaths in the institution and say, bro, that can't be me. Well, he probably shared that same sentiment at one time or another in his bid as well. What type of psychological techniques could mislead or otherwise influence our thinking to the extent that we would abandon achieving a desired
result? This is a call from SCI, Phoenix State Correctional Institution.
This call is subject to recording and monitoring.
Some prisons have formed an emotional attachment to their captors as a result of long-term incarceration. The fear of life outside of these prison walls. The structured environment has created like this false sense of stability that has triggered the fear of the unknown. So for any typical experiment, scientific or otherwise, for that matter, for, you know, to be worthy of belief, the method applied must, you know, must provide results. So I'm going to give you some examples, right? And I'm also going to give you share an analogy with you. With that said, let's just use the study of birds, since we talk about flight, we talk about freedom, and, you know, and all that aspects behind it. Since I named this phenomenon the bird flu, flying ability varies wide from birds to birds. Different types of wings correlate with different types of flight. The speed at which birds fly vary from species to species. The ability to fly is instinctual, though. Just prime example, if I was to go grab a sparrow from birth, bro, and put it in a cage, even though I've never been outside the confines of this cage, soon as I leave that door open, bro, that sparrow would fly away. For generations, humans have been breeding birds who live in close proximity with humans, such as chickens, ducks, geese, just a couple examples. But once this happens, right, so it loses its ability to naturally function in the wild. Some birds were even bred and trained, you know, prime example, like take the courier pigeon and its ability to navigate the skies, right, and deliver messages, even though that might not be going on, but I'm just going to use that example. While considered free during messaging deliveries, right, the pigeon has somehow been convinced, bro, to return to the coop with the thought of food. Some birds have completely lost their power during flight, right, and during the course of evolution, such as like the wings weakening and shortening up, you know, from the, like the lack of from the lack of usage.
This is a call.
I just want to end it with this, bro, like,
Phoenix
so
State
couple,
Correctional
you know,
Institution.
Hey, you
this
can go back and forth on a little something, man,
monitoring.
But I just believe, Swag, that we were all born to fly, bro. Like, we were all born free. Freedom is instinctual. Swag, what happens, bro, like, if a family member asks you over the phone, like, what are you doing to get home to us? Many dread those words, bro, you know what I mean, because of complacency or the bird flu. I just pray, man, you know, that we wake up as brothers and sisters, man, before we don't wake up. And that's my thoughts, bro, on the word of the day, man.
I mean,
it ain't nothing like, yeah.
I mean, I feel you, right? But a lot of the time, you got to understand that a lot of the brothers and sisters been captured so long that that's all they know. That's all they know. I remember one time I read a book called The Prodigy of Oppressed, something like that. Don't know the correct. By Paul Freire, I forgot the author. What he was talking about, where after a while, the captured person will fall in love with their jailers. And that's what we've seen in today's time across the United States and the penal system, where people could come in with one frame of mind, but automatic, they start falling in love with the same thing that they claim they hate. They become that person. You know, how many of us do you know in the penal system that we so-called want to be revolutionary fighters, however, we do everything the COs do. We feed the COs, right? But we won't feed another brother when we see them hungry. Right. But we will go to commissary and spend every little penny that our family would send to us so we could buy soups and chips and cookies right. and Kool-Aid and feed the guards, but we right. won't feed a fellow prisoner.
I mean, might have said hi to us once.
Right. Think about that. A chick that's going to come out here and probably get her back blown out by her man while you in there making it fat. Let's be honest with that. I mean, you see, that's a lot of time that we overlook things because we want to be cool with certain COs and we want to be in. But the bottom line is, man, that it's trauma at the highest level. You know, when you could go from hating a system and then loving that system, that's trauma. That tells me that whatever the DOC is doing is working. It's working. When they say, yo, we're about to transform your mind, that's transforming your mind at the highest level. And we see that all the time. That's not only in prison. We see that out here, bro. We see that out here. I know brothers out here that were cold-blooded revolutionary brothers in prison. Out here, they want to be politicians, Republicans, and Democrats. And, you know, like, you be like, what the heck is that? But it's the same. It's the same thing. It's the same thing, bro. But my advice to anyone that's listening is, yo, listen to the word of the day. Because nowhere in the world you're going to get the word of the day from people that's living in the belly of the beast. You're not. And for those that's hearing us in the penal system, you got to understand, right, that you could talk that shit. You could be that guy. You could be whatever you want to be, right? But the bottom line is you would never change the fact that you love the person that's keeping you hostage. That's facts.
Yeah, that's scary, though.
It's scary, but it's facts.
I think during the time, you know, throughout my time, my incarceration, I kept this, and I don't know if word of bitterness is the right word, but I kept this little type of bitterness in me for my surroundings, for the system as a whole. Like, I understand every CO in here ain't out to get this. I'm not saying that, you know. But at the same time, it kept me focused on getting closer to God, improving myself inwardly and outwardly, making sure that, you know, I got a skill level, educating myself, because I had to constantly believe that there will be a day that I will walk out of the penitentiary. And when I do, life is real. Like, when you got out, Suave, and nobody hands you shit, bro. Like, you literally had to go get it. You had to take everything that you've learned, every tool, skill set, and mindset, and apply it to the world. Nobody hands you nothing. So it's like, that's what kept me alive. Now, my situation might be a little different because I know I'm blessed, Suave. I know I'm blessed. Look at the opportunity I have on there with you. Look what I have going on with my court system. I mean, with my court case, and I'll get back to that, you know. But just everything that has been transpiring in my life, I know all comes from God. But you can only get to that space when you constantly believe not only in freedom and yourself, but it's, you know, but it's God as well. And I agree with you, bro. Like, when you get to that point, bro, that you, like, this is all you have. Like, bingo's on Monday, bro. Like, we going to play bingo and, you know, real, you know, like, it burns me out, bro. And it's hard for me. I care about a lot of these brothers. So, like, when I pull them aside, it's hard for me to, like, talk about, like, when you send me pictures, when I get pictures from all y'all, or, like, when we doing things, I show them that, bro, to say, like, yo, this is possible. Yeah, you remember, see, dude, right? He was going to die with us in prison.
I mean, you saying that you care, right? But do you care enough to let them do what they want to do, right? That's the question. A lot of time we care, and it come across as we invading somebody's life. That's how much care we could do for a person, right? What I learned throughout the years, even out here, is that you can't rescue a person that don't want to be rescued, bro. Seriously. If bingo night is where you want to spend the rest of your life, man, listen, God bless you. Go win that bingo, man. And I hope you win the big bag. But that's not what I want to do. You know, my prize is out here. The prize that I want to get is the ticket out of jail, right? They're not giving them tickets in bingo. They not. No, bro, I visit prisons across different the United States. I just went to San Quentin prison, bro. There's nowhere in the world, in any prison in America, bro, where you see a bunch of killers and gangsters that shot up the whole fucking city that's now playing bingo night in jail, bro. That's only in SCI Phoenix, bro. They're not doing that in no other state, bro. They're not doing it, bro. You know, and that's the messed up part about it. With, you know, they give you bingo night, they give you whatever night, and you forget to go to the library. You forget to fight your case. Now you time-barred it. Now you can't get back in court. Now you got to sit there and witness a whole bunch of people like they did from SCI gratis for go home, and you wondering why I can't go home.
You have 1 minute left.
You so caught up in some concession stand in the prison that you forgot to put your paperwork in. Now you barred it from putting anything, bro. This is why I be telling people, like, bro, don't call me when you drowning, bro. Don't call me. I ain't your second option. I should be your first. For real.
Yeah.
For real. And so sometimes, man, you got to let them dudes drown, bro. And when they drown, you know, okay, that's what you wanted to do. Bingo.
I'm the boy that likes to throw the life preserver, though, bro.
Bingo, man. You got to let them play bingo.
Before this goes off, well, listen, man, if you listen to me, you love and support me, man, I got a call date July 16th from 10:01, man, at 9 a.m. You can show up, be there, you know what I mean, show the support, man. Help me get out of this, you know, these shackles, man. So, good looking, bro. I love you, man. Keep doing what you're doing for us, man. We all appreciate you.
Thank you for using Securus. Goodbye.